Another big change is that WIOA measures post-secondary credential attainment, not entering a post-secondary or training program. Entering a post-secondary or training program can be used as a match for measurable skill gains and attaining a secondary credential, but it is not itself a primary performance indicator. Students that are co-enrolled in a post-secondary or training program while receiving adult education instruction are included in the credential attainment cohort upon exit. Students that attain a recognized post-secondary or training credential up to a year after program exit will count as a data match. A detailed list of what is considered a recognized credential will be provided by the NRS at a later date. For federal reporting, those students that exit from an adult education program and transition into a post-secondary or training program will not be included in this cohort. Note, a student cannot get credit for both a secondary and a post-secondary credential. If the student earns both, they will be reported as attaining a post-secondary credential.